Missouri's film tax credits still don't add up, by Elias Sapelis. For some reason, film tax credits remain popular in Jefferson City. They are much less popular with economists. Missouri lawmakers are once again debating whether to extend the state's film tax credit program. Earlier this month, I testified against legislation that would continue the subsidy. For those who don't remember, this is a debate the state has already had. Missouri operated a film tax credit program before ending it more than a decade ago. In 2010, the state's Tax Credit Review Commission examined the program and concluded it served too narrow an industry to justify its cost to taxpayers. Lawmakers shut it down soon after. The idea never fully disappeared, though, and in 2023 the subsidy returned, this time with the promise of better results. The current program allows up to $16 million per year in credits for film and television productions. So far, there is little evidence that anything has changed. Supporters point to production spending as proof that the program works. The Missouri Film Office reports that productions spent more than $40 million in the state in 2025, while receiving roughly $15.7 million in credits. But production spending is not the same as fiscal return. Much of that activity consists of temporary wages, lodging, equipment rentals, and other short-term expenses tied to a shoot. When filming ends, much of that spending leaves with it. What matters for taxpayers is how much tax revenue actually makes its way back to the state. On that measure, film subsidies perform poorly almost everywhere they have been tried. Research summarized by the Tax Foundation estimates governments recapture between 8 and 28 cents in new tax revenue for every dollar of credit issued. Even Georgia, often cited as the model for film incentives, struggles to demonstrate that the program pays for itself. A 2020 performance audit by the Georgia Department of Audits and Accounts found that tax revenue generated by film production activity fell well short of the credits the state awarded. There is also a basic budget reality lawmakers should keep in mind. Film tax credits are sometimes treated as something different than spending because the state only grants them after a production films in Missouri. But the fiscal effect is the same. Each credit issued is a commitment to collect less revenue in the future. Meanwhile, the productions most closely associated with Missouri often film somewhere else entirely. A new HBO series set in St. Louis, DTF St. Louis, was filmed in Georgia. The Netflix series Ozark, which was set at Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks, was also largely filmed in Georgia. Though it should go without saying, Missouri's lawmakers should be focused on using state tax dollars as effectively as possible, and there's no disputing that film tax credits have repeatedly failed that test. Extending the credit today would mean ignoring the state's past experience and choosing to repeat it. For more free market policy research and analysis, visit showmeinstitute.org. This article was presented in audio format using AI-generated narration.